Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, the 19th of October, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Russian airstrikes on cities across Ukraine have resulted in dozens of deaths and injuries, along with damage to civilian infrastructure, particularly facilities providing heating, electricity, and water. In a post on Twitter yesterday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed that Russian airstrikes have destroyed 30% of Ukraine's power stations since the start of last week. The strikes have resulted in massive blackouts across the country, with Ukrinform reporting water and power outages in the central city of Dnipro, the northern city of Zhytomyr, and the southern city of Mykolaiv. Strikes against power facilities and other civilian infrastructure were also reported yesterday in the eastern Donetsk region, in the capital of Kyiv, and in the cities of Kharkiv and Kryvyi Rih, where casualties were also reported. According to the British Ministry of Defense, Russian forces have stepped up attacks on civilian targets across Ukraine and appear to be intent on causing serious damage to the country's energy distribution network. At a news conference yesterday, Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki announced that his government will increase pensions next year by at least 250 zloty, or 50 euro per month, to help offset inflation. The additional funding will support previous efforts at what Morawiecki calls intergenerational solidarity, providing support for the elderly amidst high inflation fueled by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Morawiecki also announced that the government would seek to make additional funding for pensioners in the form of the so-called 13th and 14th pensions, a permanent fixture of the Polish budget. Poland's Family and Social Policy Minister Marlena Maląg confirmed that pensions would rise by 13.8% next year, adding that the final decision would be made in February when GUS publishes its latest figures. World-renowned Polish footballer Robert Lewandowski took home the 2022 Gerd Müller Trophy during a ceremony in Paris earlier this week. The annual award for the best striker of the year went to Lewandowski for the second year running. During the 2021-2022 season with former club Bayern Munich, Lewandowski scored a record-setting 57 goals in 56 matches, breaking a 49-year-old record for most goals scored in a single season set by Müller himself in 1972. The 34-year-old Pole thanked his teammates from Poland, Bayern, and his current club Barcelona for his past and current successes, saying he was happy, satisfied, and proud to be recognized with the Gerd Müller Trophy. The Center for Student and Doctoral Activity at the University of Gdańsk and the Gdańsk branch of the Institute of National Remembrance have launched an urgent appeal for sleeping bags to donate to the people of Ukraine and members of the Polish diaspora in Mykolaiv. According to Marcelina Wilczewska, organizer of the Students for Ukraine campaign at the university, the request for sleeping bags was made by the chairman of the Odessa branch of the Union of Poles in Ukraine and later passed on by the Gdańsk branch of IPN. "We know that winter will be difficult and there are problems with energy supplies," explains Wilczewska, who says the group has plans to collect flashlights, thermal clothing, and portable cooking devices in the future. The collection point at the University of Gdańsk near the Bożenskiego tram stop will be open from 7:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. until October 21st. New or gently used sleeping bags can be dropped off at ulica Jana Bożenskiego 1A in room 409.
The weather.
Today will be cool and mostly cloudy with a chance for rain showers in the morning and a strong breeze coming in from the north. Temperatures will peak around a high of 11 degrees centigrade or 51 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of only 4 degrees centigrade or 40 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar temps are expected for tomorrow with a chance for some sunshine before rain showers return on Friday and Saturday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.